Welcome back to AER Politics. This is Jim McKinney, co-hosting with Al Forlin today. We've talked a little bit about Afghanistan and the problem with China taking over rare earths and some of the policies that the Biden administration is absolutely failing America with. And now we're going to talk a little bit, I guess, the other thing that's failing America right now, and that's the COVID crisis. The administration has come back, like with Afghanistan, told one thing one week and then completely came back again a week later. They said that, hey, everybody gets vaccinated, this goes away. Well, that's not the case. We're actually seeing increased rates. And they can't really identify, they say it's the Delta variant, but there's some indications that, in fact, a large percentage of people that are going back in with COVID actually have been double vaccinated. And so they're pushing a third vaccination. And you have to consider what is going on with the pharmaceutical industry and this administration when they are pushing vaccinations, but they're not pushing treatments, and they are not questioning some of the numbers that are out there with those, you know, successful treatment processes. And they haven't been talking about natural immunity from people that have had it in the past. And some of the latest information that the CDC is putting out, twice as many people have had COVID as previously thought. Well, that means the death rate is significantly less. That cuts the death rate, the infection fatality rate, the IFR, in half. That's a pretty significant number, and it definitely changes the perception of how deadly the disease was and what's the justification for continued lockdowns. And these lockdowns are absolutely beginning to damage the economy in very, very disturbing ways. Supply chain issues and, of course, unemployment. And we just had a very, very low new jobs report where only about 265,000 jobs came in when there was expectations of about 700,000. And that brings us into some significant issues as this administration apparently is unable to manage this issue, manage our economy, or foreign affairs all at once. Al, what do you have to think? What do you have to say about this?
Well, I mean, there's no question about that. A couple of comments. Number one, on the COVID situation, I think you have to use common sense. What do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is somebody like myself who is, you know, aged, for lack of better terms, but in great shape, I have to add, Tony and everybody else. I want to say that we got to be careful. Does that mean we have to quarantine? Does that mean we have to adhere to lockdowns? Absolutely not. We just have to use common sense. As one of my daughters said, just use common sense. You know, don't put yourself in an environment that may be dangerous for you. Point number one. Point, you've been saying that for months and years, Jimmy. Point number two, I want to talk a little bit about the job situation. I think that I'm not surprised. We have so many people, Jim, in our neck of the woods who cannot hire right now because the government is giving too much away. They can make more money on entitlements than they can working. I have some close friends who own a very, very interesting Italian restaurant, the only one of any class in the neighborhood, in my opinion. They are running it as a husband and wife team. And what do I mean by that? Well, the husband is an outstanding five-star chef. He's doing the cooking. He also has to wash the dishes. And his wife, unfortunately, has to wait on all the tables. Now, having said that, the only thing I can say to people listening here in Semiahmoo is the name of the restaurant is Scampi Osteria. It is a great restaurant. Please patronize them. Having said that, and that's not a paid advertisement. Having said that, I want to say that because of what's going on right now, an entitlement crisis that is very, very close to being reality is very, very dangerous. It's something, Jim, that I have been following since the late 1990s. It's called Social Security. Social Security will not be able to pay recipients by 2034. You don't think that's going to change our country? Come on, man, that's going to kill us. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely crazy that people keep kicking this down the road, that
right.
our elected officials keep kicking it down the road. Hey, I want to make one correction that I said earlier. I said 265,000 jobs. No, it's 235,000 jobs.
Right.
Compared with a predicted 700 to 720,000 jobs. There are a couple of reasons for that. One is the subsidies, the unemployment subsidies the federal government's providing and some states. Those subsidies are still continuing in the very large states, in New York, California, you know, the big influencing states, because they have such large populations. And what's that? There's another issue out there. These same states, these Democratic blue states, they've got additional lockdown procedures. Businesses can't have any continuity, and they have no idea of what's coming next. So they're unable to hire. They're not going to take those risks because they don't know. And of course, a lot of them are having to shut down because they can't keep up with this demand, and they don't have enough employees to work. And that's really putting an incredible stress on our economy. It's really hurting individuals. It's making it, 6 months ago, I ordered a refrigerator for my new construction. Right. I can't get it yet. There's all kinds of things like this that are going on.
I didn't want to say anything, but when I met you at your new place last night, looking around the kitchen, you got a lot of stuff missing, not necessarily just in the kitchen, and it's got nothing to do with your ability. It's totally not your fault. I had my bathroom totally redone. Instead of taking 2 weeks, it ended up taking a total of 3 months because of the supply chain.
This is incredibly damaging to the economy. Of course, we're seeing the result is inflation, but you're also seeing a dependence on, again, Chinese manufacturing in order to fill the gap. It's really putting pressure on U.S. manufacturers. They continue with the lockdowns. Chinese are continuing to control resources and assets. There is something very nefarious going on right now in global economics. And when you add to that your pointed concern, which the entitlements, the Social Security, and I don't call Social Security an entitlement because I've paid for it my whole life, you know. entitlement are those people that are getting stuff for nothing for free that I'm paying for through my taxes.
Right.
This is something that, hey, if I would have put that money away, I'd be in good shape. But thank goodness I'm not dependent upon them, and I don't think anybody else should be either. They better take care of themselves before they can trust this government.
Yeah, I disagree. I don't disagree at all on that one. When I basically got out of the conventional investment sector, I want to elaborate on something I said earlier, by the way. This was back in about 1997, 1998. Went into the precious metals sector, and the reason I did that is because, among other things, I saw the Social Security crisis as being a very real reality. Back in those days, I'm back into I would call the conventional sector now, though, because I believe we are structured right now in our country in such a way that if either the Democrats or the Republicans want to maintain any power whatsoever, they better make darn sure that the stock market does not go in the tank. And they can goose the market all they want. I know all about that. So I'm pretty confident that in the next, I would have to say, for the next 3 to 5 years, I'm going to be fine in the conventional market. One last comment, and then we got a break we have to cut it. My final comment is I'm very proud to have Lieutenant Colonel retired Jim McKinney as a co-host on this show. Jim has proven to me and to our listeners that he is very, very well informed from a boots on the ground situation. What does that do to us? That makes us the best website in terms of current events. It's fun putting together the show. See you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.